As we've been hearing, the three people who died in a shooting incident in County Fermanagh yesterday have been named by police. For the latest, we're joined by our northern correspondent, Conor McCauley. What's the latest you have, Conor?
Well, Paula, as you say, in the last hour or maybe hour and a half, the police have now named the three people who died as a result of a shooting incident here on the outskirts of Mark Wires Bridge in County Fermanagh yesterday. They were 45-year-old Vanessa White, her 13-year-old daughter, Sarah Rutledge, and 14-year-old son, James Rutledge. Now, all three died after a shooting at their home, as I say, on the outskirts of Maguire Bridge, about 10 miles from Enniskillen in County Fermanagh yesterday morning. A man was also found at the house with a gunshot injury. He's still in a serious condition in hospital. Police have said they're not looking for anyone else at this moment, and one theory being investigated is that what we're dealing with here is effectively a triple murder and an attempted suicide. Vanessa White was a big GAA fan. The kids played with two local GAA clubs, one hurling and one football. People may have seen the official photograph of the family, the three members who were killed, which has been released by the police. It shows them in GAA jerseys at a game, and the two clubs that the children played for said all three members of the family were heavily involved in their clubs and they would all be very badly missed.
And it's emerged that Vanessa White had strong Clare connections.
That's right. Vanessa White, by all accounts, is originally from a small village called Burfield in County Clare near Ennis. She had moved away some time ago. We understand she was working as a government vet with the Department of Agriculture here in Northern Ireland. We believe there are still some family members still living in the Burfield area, and one sibling is understood to be travelling home from abroad, having received this terrible news. I mean, this family, as you can imagine, in a small rural community, like small communities up and down Ireland, they were well known and well liked in this community, and there's a very deep sense of shock and a real lack of comprehension or understanding about the circumstances in which all this has happened.
And what have the police been saying today?
Well, the investigation is very much ongoing, although still clearly at an early stage. The road here on which the house is on is still closed. There's still a police cordon. Some forensic officers arrived back at the scene here about an hour ago. I mean, they worked here extensively yesterday, but they're back again today to continue the work. They seem to be concentrating on the rear outside of the property. Police also issued another short statement today, the one in which they named the three victims of the shooting, and they said that they'd particularly like to speak to anyone who had been speaking to any of the three people who died, Vanessa, Sarah or James, in the last number of weeks, and in particular anyone who had been confided in by them. They would be very keen to speak to any of those people, so that they're asking for those people to come forward to detectives.
And Conor, what's the local reaction been?
Well, it's very shocked. Maguire's Bridge is a very small, it's essentially one main street and a couple of streets off. It's a very small, typical Irish village. People are quite reluctant to say anything because, as you can imagine, in a small rural community like this, everybody knows everybody else, and people are quite reluctant to say anything publicly. A few people have been coming here to lay flowers, but don't want to speak, understandably, to the media in the circumstances. But one person I did managed to speak to a little earlier was a Church of Ireland minister who ministers in this mixed community here along the border in County Fermanagh, and that's the Reverend Lindsay Farrell.
Well, as you can imagine, the community are devastated. They're in a state of shock. None of us expected what has come to pass. But this is a strong community, and as a church and as a wider community, we are uniting behind this family. We are praying for them. We're thinking of the extended family, friends, neighbours, all who have been involved in this and who have been impacted by it.
And that was Reverend Lindsay Farrell. As Conor just mentioned, Vanessa White has strong links to County Clare. The Mayor of Ennis, Mary Howard, gave her reaction to the news, which is filtering through to the local community today. She was speaking to Carol Coleman.
I think since the news broke this morning, everybody is just absolutely shocked and devastated for the family. Like, this is deeply shocking news to hear. We didn't realise it was a local connection when that story broke nationally yesterday. So, you know, to hear about this tragic death of a mother and her two innocent children, it's just devastating. And our hearts go out to the family, and our thoughts and heartfelt sympathies are with Vanessa's family here locally, you know, and broader, like her friends. And, you know, this is your worst nightmare to wake up and to get this news filtered through. It's awful.
And you would know the family yourself, Mary?
I actually would know the mom and grandmother in this situation, and she's an absolutely great lady, very involved in her local community, and you know, and I'm just gutted for her. That I think, you know, this is, you know, you'd never expect to hear news like this. This is really just devastating and absolutely heartbreaking for them all.
And the community will rally around them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's one thing that us Irish as a community are great at, is that we do. We you know, we take care of each other and, you know, collectively support them. And, you know, and I'm sure that that is what will be, and it has been going on for the last, I suppose, about 24 hours at this stage.
And that was the Mayor of Ennis, Mary Howard. Also speaking today, the parish priest of Dora Barefield, Father Tom Fitzpatrick, said the community was devastated beyond belief. He added, "We will be doing our best to offer the White family our hearts, our hands and our love."